Tali Rosh lies at the shame of the Guru. Nothing I can say. They would happily express anything. It's just a sheer. There's no way that we could repay myself, and particularly the kavod that Akiva gave to us. Those who know Akiva's niggun, Akiva's song, for years, it's kesh echad, b'lev echad. It is chasana, the height of a simcha. He made sure that they played Kesh Echad, B'lev Echad, and he wanted the whole chabur together. After just a few minutes, he just finished saying, La'odam Ma'achit Le'ev U'me'esh Shem Ma'an Lashayim, and there's so much going on in my heart. So many years, and so many countless situations, myself and my chaverim. And from there we went to Su'ushar and Meshechem. From La Adam Arachel, we didn't even know how to speak. And we go to Su'ushar Meshechem, Israel. And shortly after, we share in such a basura. I once learned, K'shechem ibn Echabur Shemes, Kalachabur Daigim, that when there's a Patira and a Chabura, it's a Daigim for everybody. We're all one, and Akiva was the one who was the glue of our chabura. He was the chibur. So many years, it feels like just a short time ago, we were in ninth grade, and Rabbi Zikfried told us that Akiva needed a pushlima. And I look at a ninth grader now, and they look like these little boys, and our chabura, Baruch Hashem, I feel like we're always men, and every single person has stories that I can't even begin to memories. The hasmada that Akiva projected in yeshiva was unparalleled. He worked and he put his all into hasmada. He wanted the shark and night seder. He invested a nice amount in creating programs to be mechazik oilam, to learn late at night. And it became a Thursday night mishmar that besmedish full of people. He has to obey him to come at night to be mechazik to oilam, to learn with the oilam. And his avos chaverim was unbelievable. He told me one of his dreams he wanted to do in yeshiva was to give a chazar sashir, or a pinchas sashir, so that everybody could understand and appreciate the beauty of Hashem. And when I had the unfortunate experience to empty out the locker in yeshiva, Akiva shared a locker with his father. His father was the biggest kid in Hashem for all of us. He would blow shofar for Akiva, he blew shofar, his eyes moved. He said Akiva heard that. Every tenua, every movement that he did was a recognition that Akiva is always here, and he is always here, and he was always there, and he always heard every word that everybody said. You know, there's some Akiva wouldn't want us to have just the memory of the tsar that he went through, because Akiva projected nothing like tsar. Akiva projected simcha. Akiva had a smile that can light up the world. He looked at you with the cutest smile in the world, and I look back at pictures, and it's like he knew and he understood, and he just wanted everybody to be misameach. And he had a very peculiar shuckle, for those that remember Mismajish, and he just knocked away all night. And I once asked him, I said, Akiva, we were in Israel, we shared a room in the Dira, and I said, Akiva, how do you do it? Hours, like you can't believe. And he said, just sit in front of the Gemara, open it up, and just keep reading it over and over, and it comes to you. One time, he used to learn until his body couldn't even handle it anymore. And he asked Tzvi David one time to dial the telephone for him. Plus, he wanted to call home before Shabbos, I think, whatever it was. And he's so spent on energy, and he was like that every single night, and I can be made because I shared a room. And when that alarm went off in the morning, and he would turn, I hear that voice calling out from across the room, and he'd say, "Tully, is it morning?" And I'd say, "It sure is, time to start again." He told me in Eretz Yisrael one time that, "What's the big deal? Let's get everybody to take a day off of work. Nobody should do anything. Just everybody go to Beis Medrash and learn one day. And how could Mashiach not come? How could everybody not just get one day to devote totally to learning?" He used to buy for the deer when he was going away for Shabbos. He would buy a cake and nash for the deer. And I asked him one time, why is he buying certain things? And he said, because he one time saw that one of our chaverim said, Yosef likes this type of candy and somebody's going to be there. They have to have a Shabbos. They shouldn't be alone. And he says, we spend money. And he definitely spent money. And I said to him, "Akiva, don't your parents mind that you're spending?" And he said, "My parents want me to be happy, and I'm happy when the oil's happy. My parents are happy when the oil's happy. And this is their biggest simcha." His father told him, "Akiva, don't worry about anything. Just learn and I'll take care of you." When there's an Av and a Ben that are sitting together, sharing the yeshiva experience, davening together every Shabbos in yeshiva with such respect. And I want to just say one story that I know it's late, and I'm sorry, but it's burned in my mind, and I want it to burn in everybody's mind. Shortly after Akiva got married, which the simcha ad nifla for him, and he went in for surgery, and I went to the hospital for that Shabbos, Michal Zayfif. And I'm only going to give the picture because not fit to bring out the tzar of it, but just picture what's going on. His face was literally stapled to his head. He had tubes, I can't even tell you, everywhere. And we photocopied a Gemara into large print, and they had done so much to him. And I came there, and he's clicking that morphine button over and over, and he said, "Tali, did you bring a Gemara?" So I pulled out a large, oversized print that we made in Shiva. And he said, "Let's learn." I said, "Akiva, what do you hear out of you? You know, how could you learn?" So he said, in his right ear, it sounds like a stereo is booming. He said, "But who cares?" He said, "Give me a Gemara." And he took a large print of a page Gemara, and he held it up to his face. And he had to focus. He said, "Sometimes the page is upside down." And he said, "Start reading." The Dveikus to Liman HaTorah is something that he imbued in all of us and all of the Chaverim, literally a Chibur of Torah. And he wanted us all to be Mesamech and happy together. His parents and mother, unparalleled. The last time I spoke to Akiva was Erev Shavuos. We shared a table, Akiva learned this really case in for Seder. And we were going to Sfarim for Shavuos. So I was a few minutes late, to say the 15 minutes, whatever it was. I walked in at 9:45 and Akiva said to me, "Tully, you're late." And I said, "I was busy, whatever." He said, "9:30 is 9:30. He said, "That's when Seder starts and that's when you have to be there." And those are the last words that Akiva ever said to me. I think that we could answer the Keshech, the Chabur does not have to be Dayig if we take the lessons of Akiva. Two ikur things, the Simchas HaChabura, the Avas Chaverim, that we always have to have for one another, and to be makbid on ourselves, to try to better our Siddurim, to mechazik ourselves. The whole yeshiva, Rebbe Yomark once said that we were asking him if we should do another Seder for Akiva, and Rebbe Yomark said, "Just do what you're supposed to do, but even better." You know, that Dais Mechila, myself in particular, there's no way I can measure up into the entire Olam, yeshiva, Mechila v'chesed, if we ever in any way were nei, shalei v'kaved. Akiva should be a meditation in the simcha and the nachas that he brought to the world will ever be a nachas to his parents, to his entire family, and I want to tell you to his siblings who he told me countless times how he davened for, that he should always have atzlach in their ruchnias. It's like hundreds of times in my mind playing over and over. Su'u sha'arim ha'sheichem, su'u pischa yaylam. We're about to walk by this Medrash, being Malav Akiva, the Beis Medrash of Su'usha Arim Hashechem. We danced every Simchas Torah, Su'usha Arim Hashechem. V'yov Eved HaKavod is an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Kavod Shemayim. It was in every single thing he did. And we should have in mind, it was the Mokem where he was made a true Roshem. Bilal Mavas, L'netzach, Moch Hashem, Zdimah, Mehal Kupanim.
First of all, we're going to ask all the women to please remain until the men have walked out. We're going to be malavahim past the yeshiva. As we leave the building, we're going to take the aron off the cart and we're going to lift it up. Also, people who are going to be malavahim, make sure you put away your tzitzis. I'm not going to be waiting for any cars, so please let the family go. Please do not try to stop the family from getting into their cars and coming to the cemetery. We have to get there before a certain time. So I'm going to ask everybody to please let the families get into the car as soon as possible, because we're not waiting for anybody.
Wait,
come on.